Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Kelly and John Copeland. Amen. So, and we're talking about the blessing of the Lord. And I'm led to use the ones that are on my partner letter. So let's go to the 118th Psalm. It begins, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel say, now His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say now that His mercy," or hesed, "endures forever." Verse 7, "The Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me." And I wrote out their partners. Glory to God. Take together. And "The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is the tabernacles of His righteousness. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly." The right hand of the Lord, Jehovah. The right hand of Jehovah is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." That's it. That's the psalm when it said, and Jesus, they sang a psalm. That's the one that Jesus chose. "I will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord." Now, come on down. "Brother, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, and we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Blessing is the name, therefore, on the one who comes in that name." That's my note in the margin there. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He says it endures forever." Mm-hmm. So, and now that that's the 118th. Now I want to go to
I like that. He does valiantly. I love that word.
Praise God.
He's our Savior. You're in Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back there where we were yesterday, just in the first verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to stop here. If you go back to the book of Isaiah, where it talks about Lucifer, son of the morning, he was not Satan at that time. And Jesus said, "I saw him cast down like lightning." We don't have time to go there right now, but he was on this earth.
Yes, he was.
It had to be flooded out. It had become so perverse and so horrible that, well, the cavemen, early man. Adam never lived in a cave. But since Lucifer was running this planet, "And I will be like the Most High God." He had so perverted this thing, and the animals, he, I suppose, named them. But however, they were so grotesque. They were
evil, mean.
The dinosaurs and all of that. And the Neanderthal man.
Imagine the curse with no offset of the blessing operating in it. That's complete.
Because he messed it up.
Chaos.
So. And from what the Lord said to me and the things that I learned from that name, I am totally convinced that it was given to Jesus by His angel. Lucifer was an archangel of music. and Phil Driscoll let me know that everything was in there but the trumpet, because the God's trump will sound at the last day.
Can you clarify that? You said it was given to Jesus as...
Well,
can you clarify that a little bit, what you were saying?
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to him servants, signified by his angel unto the servant John. I'm satisfied that Lucifer was his angel.
In the beginning.
He was an archangel. Mm. He was perfect in the day that he was created.
So he thought he was serving the one he thought he could be like.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And but iniquity was found in him. He's the father of the lie. And he was cast down. But he fell like lightning and lost his name. And now he is Satan, the deceiver. Now, I saw a painting of him in the garden with his tail wrapped around. That is the... That... No, no. It says he was a serpent. Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know what that serpent looked like. Beautiful. Stood upright. Didn't have a tail wrapped around. If he'd had that, she wouldn't have had anything to do with him. He was very convincing. And he spoke to her. Has not God said? Well, he knew what God said. He heard him say it. Now, study the book of Luke about him. And Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. In other words, he and the Father literally kicked him out of heaven. Therefore, the Abraham's bosom, Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise was a protected region of the upper regions of hell. It was protected there until Jesus came and led captivity captive. So this revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So it was the angel that was talking to John. And who would that be? That'd have to be Gabriel. He's the one that announced to Mary. And praise God. Well, I won't go now there for the sake of time, we will. Now, Daniel saw all of this. And because he saw it after a fast, Daniel 10, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, if the thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name is Belshazzar, and the thing, da 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 da. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no present bread, neither flesh nor wine came into my mouth. 10. And behold, a hand touched me and set me upon my knees and said unto me, Daniel, a mighty great beloved, understand, for unto thee I am now sent. He had spoken this word unto me. I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, it was 21 days, for from the first day you were heard and set aside to understand, to chasten yourself before God. Your words were heard, and I'm come for your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, Iran, the prince principalities, powers, the Apostle Paul wrote, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. These are it. The kingdom of Persia withstood me for 20 days. But lo, Michael, the chief prince, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And then he said, know therefore I will come unto thee, and I will turn to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, the prince of Greece will come. Now, Alexander the Great conquered Israel. And it was split in two. Mm-hmm. Alexander the Great was Greek, of course. Split in two. And it split the Sadducees from the Pharisees. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. Yeah. And they did not... They were split over that. And why do we not know that? I didn't know it either until I watched Revival TV with Gene Bailey. Yeah. The apocryphal books, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, tells that story. That's part of this 400 years that's not recorded here. So, and you come down to all of this, and I'm bringing this up for this reason. When we see all kinds of trouble with politicians, this is reason why. Say one thing in the campaign, and I noticed this about President Trump. I watched him. I mean, come on, class. I go back to Franklin Roosevelt, which makes me, I was born December the 6th. 1936, December the 7th, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. And if what I do remember about it, it really messed up my birthday. And I had a little dog, his name is Jitters. And he's perfect German Shepherd head and little short legs and three hairs for a tail. He was my dog. So I took him to the canine corps. I wanted to enlist him in the army. So I handed him that sergeant. He said, he took him, and he said, son, I know this is a fine animal, but he's a little short for military duty. Oh, my dog didn't get to go to war. Now, the reason for all of this shows you, these are the war demons. Jesus, you'll always have wars and rumors of the wars because he was present when he and his father created this archangel of music. But Jesus turned it around. And he said, he is the father of all lies.
Well, I want to remind us that the blessing that Jesus left us as he ascended was one of the things it was that we would take up serpents.
Yes.
And that foul thing and that foul racism and how he's tried to put a whole entire group of people down, and also put an entire group of people down by making them prideful. Uh-huh. Either one is just as bad.
It's division.
It's division. He's a liar, but we have been told to take up serpents. And I really didn't equate that for a long time. It was talking about demons. You know, you see people with playing with snakes. No. Mm-mm. We take them up. We war, and we've won already. He said, you can take them up, sling them off. We've won. He blessed us with raising the dead, healing the sick. That's who we are.
So what is our job? Go into all the world and preach this gospel of the kingdom unto all nations with a witness, mm-hmm. and then the end shall come. You think it isn't being done by television? Thank you, Thomas Clyde McGee. Well, who is he? He's the born-again, tongue-talking Christian that set that first satellite 24,000 miles away from this earth, set it in union with the earth. That was the first satellite. And because of him, we had a worldwide communion service.
And you did it with the blessing.
Yes, we did. We'll see you. We'll be back in a moment.
I live in Arcadia, up in the Oaks, and about a mile from my house, the whole mountainside was burning. It looks like it's in our backyard. But remember, sometimes even when you pray, it looks like nothing's happened, seems like nothing's happened, feels like nothing's happened. That doesn't mean nothing's happening. When I leave here that day, I mean, the news, everything, everybody comes through here, they start telling me what the fire's doing. I tell them what the fire's gonna do. That sounds arrogant, but when you're confident with the Lord and you've already been down this before, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's gonna do it the same. I had already prayed about it. I already said amen. Amen means so be it. Just because you see something, God said you walk by faith and not by sight. So on the way up, I'm looking in my mind, you know, with these thoughts, and my enemy's trying to say, look at, oh my God, it is bad up there. And it's, I hear all these thoughts in my head, right? I don't take them. And my girls, they want to pack. And they're saying, what do we do here, Dad? Because we're not going to move yet. We're not going anywhere. Every few minutes, their phones are blowing up. So I said, no, don't worry. We're going to be just right. We already prayed about this. I'm not stupid. So we're not letting the enemy take nothing from me. Under my breath, Father, I thank you now that none of our stuff will be touched. Father, you didn't give me all this for the enemy to take it. And I thank you now that I'm at a hedge of protection. As you put a hedge around Job, Satan called it a hedge. There's a hedge around my property, my family. Nothing will be touched. 12 o'clock, Hannah goes, Dad, they're really, you know, they're telling us we got to leave. So I told Jennifer, get up. I go get in the car. Her and I got in the car, and we drove. I said, I gotta show her how far we are. You can see the fire truck, the people, the flames are right there. I go, now think about this, honey. We're about a mile down the road. It would have to burn 100 miles of houses. That doesn't mean it's going to go 100 miles that way. It's got to burn hundreds of miles of houses before it gets to us. I go, don't worry, it's not going to happen. That fire is going to go away from us. And then they said, the fire has made a U-turn and went northeast up the mountain. So this is the second time that that fire made a U-turn. The first time was, I think, 2013 or 14, when Hannah, Caitlin, Megan, and Jennifer went and spoke to that fire. And in our magazine, it shows them there, and that fire made a U-turn and went up the hill. So this is the second time. What does that mean? That means that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't panic. I believe when there's blood around that post, that enemy knows better than to touch that place. They can't touch it. Without working knowledge of the word or the enemy, how he works, look, you're going to get your butt kicked. Things you say with your mouth. Anything apart from faith is sin. And if you open that door, the enemy does, all he needs to do is you to poke a hole. You, nobody could poke a hole in your hedge, but you, your mouth. Poke a hole in that hedge, and that enemy will take advantage of it. Pay attention to the voice of your Heavenly Father. If God said he'll do it, he's gonna do it. Think about this. In the natural world, the natural, you hang out with trash, you become trash. You hang out with a bedwetter, you're going to wet your bed. You hang out with, you know, people that know how to invest properly, you become investors like them. You hang out with men or women that have a lot of wisdom, you become like them. Because the Bible says it. You become like you, who you associate with. 38 years and listening to Kenneth Copeland. In fact, learning from Kenneth Copeland and applying a lot what Kenneth showed me years and years ago, which was absolutely beautiful, and it's powerful.
Hebrews 6:12 tells us, we are to be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For over 58 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have by faith carried out the mission God has given them. To minister the word of faith to believers worldwide, teaching them who they are in Christ, how to operate the laws that govern divine healing, supernatural prosperity, and the God kind of love, and to take people from the milk of the word to the meat and from religion to reality. because of their faithfulness to carry out that mission, they have inherited the things God promised them in His Word. Now, God did not limit this prosperity to preachers of the gospel only. No, God made a way for you to partake of those same promises by telling you to follow their example. And one way you follow is by sowing or partnering with the work God has entrusted to them. So when you sow your financial seed, you're saying, I want to have a part in changing people's lives and receive the blessing that is on Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And because of your seed, we can together minister to people around the world faster and more efficiently, helping them discover their identity in Christ and how to receive the covenant benefits God's prepared for them. Heaven records every seed you sow, and Jesus, as your high priest, sees to it that you receive the harvest on the same level as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland because of your partnership with them. Partners and friends, thank you for your financial seed you sowed today. And before we go, I want to bless your offering. According to the blessings of Abraham, whereby all the families of the earth are blessed, I declare every man's rightful portion be made manifest, and that all partake of God's wealth and riches by the glory of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Amen.
36 years ago, I gave my heart to the Lord. The thing is a lot of times we receive Him and we don't have a church or somebody to mentor us. It was a beautiful experience, but it didn't last. For 5 years, it was hell on earth. The reason why is because I was not connected to no ministry. And one day I met this pastor that I rededicated my life with him. And that week, I gave my heart to Jesus, and he says, hey, Carlos, next week there's a convention going on in Anaheim. Would you like to go with me? I said, yeah. It was the West Coast Believers Convention. When I walked into that place, I heard the music, I heard the shouting, and you know what? I heard and I saw happy people. And I saw this man come out, powerful. I didn't know who he was. But when he come out, my heart leaped. And it was Brother Kenneth Copeland. When I saw him, I fell in love with his spirit. He literally said that I'm valuable, that we're valuable. And he preached a message, the reality of the new birth. He said to know that I was in Christ. And he said this, God's not mad at you, brother. That's what he said. And I received it. I rejoiced in that. And that's over 33 years ago. And you know what? I have not looked back since. All those years, for 30 plus years, I never missed a West Coast Believers Convention. I was there front row center and always working. All that seed that I sown for all those years, the Lord one day says, Carlos, you've been faithful with other people's missions and ministry. It's time for your own. And now I'm a pastor, I'm a minister. Carlos, a pastor, you know, and it's so funny because I laugh because I look out at the congregation and I have some police officers that come to my church. I even have some city officials that show up, you know, and then I have some school teachers come to listen to me, you know, and I laugh because I used to run away from them and I accredited all that to the teachings of Credit Copeland Ministries. Brother Copeland paved the way for us ministers so that we won't have to go through challenges and things that they went through. And it's the same way now with us. We're paving the way for the new generation. I like to be partners with somebody that is doing something. that I know that whatever you're sowing into is going to go to the right place. Amen? It's going to win souls. It's going to get the job done. You know, we just don't, a farmer just doesn't throw seed anywhere. Amen? He puts it in good soil. KCM is good soil. And I'm reaping a harvest because of it. That's what being a partner is.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it. And I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
On offering day, listen to this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. We just did that. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Have you enjoyed this?
Yes.
We certainly enjoyed it. And you enjoyed it. Didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
It was an honor to be with you.
Well, it was an honor. And it was an honor to have you with us too. All partners and those that need to be partners with us to take this message to the ends of the world. Hallelujah. From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth, Kelly, and John and the class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yay!
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.